In addition to discussions about medical matters, the Terry Schiavo case has also sparked countless conversations about living wills. Dr. Barry Baines is Associated Medical Director of Hospice of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. He's also author of Ethical Wills, Putting Your Values on Paper. We asked him for a primer on the subject.
Basically, a living will also has a couple of other names as a health directive or an advance care plan, is a way to document what a person's wishes are in terms of how they would want to be treated medically in different situations as they come up.
And will that document alone ensure that an individual's wishes, their end-of-life issues, are carried out, or does it need to be supplemented somehow?
Well, I believe that there's another supplement, and oftentimes a living will or advanced care plan will also have a health care proxy or naming somebody else who can speak for you when you can't speak for yourself.
The goal is to ensure that end-of-life wishes will be carried out, but could this document, could a living will be challenged somehow?
Generally speaking, you'd have to look at individual states, because states generally have their own laws as it relates to this. By and large, though, if someone has a healthcare proxy named and they have a living will, usually in the course of the vast majority of medical decisions, those things will be followed. The one exception that comes up is when someone has a living will and then in an emergency situation, 911 is called, for example. And I know in the state of Minnesota, if you call 911 and the emergency medical technicians come to your house, by law they have to try and do what they can to keep you alive. So the living will, even though it says, I don't want this or I don't want that, in that type of emergency situation, that's one of the main times where that would be kind of bypassed.
Many people are now thinking about this, particularly with all the attention on the Terry Schiavo case. What are the important considerations and questions that they should review when compiling a living will?
Yes, I think the first thing is to start thinking about what's important to you and then to move ahead of having this conversation with family and friends where questions could be raised. The most common things that people deal with when they think about living will and the kind of instructions they want have to do with particular types of medical treatments. Probably the three most common are the respirator or breathing machine, or what I'll call medically assisted breathing. And then the other issue comes with medically assisted hydration or medically assisted nutrition. The problem is that it's almost impossible to think about every single eventuality that may happen. And the other piece is for people to understand that it's okay to try a particular treatment for, let's say, a few days to a week, but then if things are not, you know, turning around, not improving, to then discontinue it.
Ideally, is this something that people can do on their own, or is it best to seek legal advice?
This is something that people can do on their own. There are wonderful worksheets and instruments that are out there to really guide people through the process. It really isn't very complicated once people get to the point of saying this is important and we need to have this conversation. And I think it's also best done in the context of a family conversation so that you get everybody on board and people can ask questions so that these issues are explored. That's actually been one of the positives to all the publicity of the Schiavo case, is that there are a lot of people who are talking about this. Actually, just 2 days ago, my mother-in-law made sure that I understood what was important to her in terms of her living will. While we were on a little Sunday ride as this was unraveling or unfolding. So it certainly put the public eye, and public awareness has been raised quite a bit.
Dr. Baines, thank you so much.
Michelle, it was a pleasure.
Dr. Barry Baines is Associate Medical Director for Hospice of the Twin Cities in Minneapolis.
And you can learn more about living wills and find more information about the Schiavo case at our website, npr.org.